Well, thank you very much. Thanks for having me. Well, as you know, the focus of the summit is on investing in agriculture for economic growth and food security. And then I think outside of that, there's been a bit of focus on that in the last couple of days. But there's also been recognition that for that to be successful, for us to achieve food security in the continent, some of the issues that are going to be tabled today, such as peace and security and issues to do with the prevention of conflict and the management of resolution in terms of election disputes and the issue of violent conflict in Africa, all of which are being spoken to today in various reports, such as the report of the Panel of the Wise, are coming up today. And then there are some others which have in some ways been an undercurrent at this year's summit, and that's the the progress of the integration process of the new partnership for Africa's development in the African Union structures.
Now, Andrew, with NEPAD and its Africa peer review mechanism, looking at today's discussion, how strategic will that be relative to the ongoing destabilization across Africa?
Well, it's a good question, and I think I like to say to friends and colleagues and to, you know, even people in the media world, but I think one of the key things about NEPAD is the APRM, the African Peer Review Mechanism. And I think it's also important to put things into context and to look at where we're coming from as a continent. The APRM is not something that all countries are party to. But when you look at the table and you look at the countries that have assigned to its agenda of its peace, And security and good governance and corporate governance and principles of democratization. If you put them on paper, if you draw a table and you have some indicators, whether they're African indicators, European indicators, whatever you want. But in terms of progress, the countries that are up for review, the countries that have put themselves up in terms of the APRM are basically the ones that look good. They are the more, sort of successful ones, even in terms of the economic growth. So the point I'm trying to get at is that, yes, there are some trouble spots. And those will always be there. But I think it might be helpful for us to focus on some of the good things, the progression that a handful of countries are making. And I think it's important that we highlight some of these countries. You know, the Botswanas of this world. Although Botswana may not be part of the APRM as such, but each principle at the national level speaks to the APRM. The Rwandas of this world. The, Malawi, which is making some very good progress in terms of putting people out of poverty. So what I'm trying to get at is that the countries that have, in principle, are gone up to the NEPAD principles of the APRM are doing well. What we need to do is to push and keep lobbying that these principles are taken on board across the board.
Andrew, looking at today's discussion, do you think other countries in Africa would sign up to the Africa peer review mechanism at the ongoing African Union summit?
Well, that's a difficult question. It's also a bit of a tricky one because what's actually happened is that some countries have tabled the reports that have come out of the peer review process. And then what happens is that a national plan of action from the review process is supposed to fix that once the process is over. So basically what I'm saying is that you get reviewed and then you draw up a report of action. How are you going to improve, for instance, disputes in terms of elections, if you've had disputes before? How are you going to deal with issues of corruption? And, a lot of people, our friends and development partners, are also looking at this. And it's also been known that the countries that tend to do well in terms of following up on their programs of actions are the countries that also tend to become economically independent. What I'm trying to get at is this, that there is no specific mandate from the AU to hold countries, to put a gun to countries' heads and say, you have to sign up. But I think in spirit, the countries that are progressful, and this is very important, it's upon the African citizenry to push their African leaders, with the support of the AU, to say to them, you know what, you need to be accountable to the APRM just like our neighbors are. And I think that's a key aspect. The APRM is very unique and very special in that way. I mean, it's been criticized for being a bit weak, for not holding people to book. But I think the importance of this is that people themselves should push for it at the national level, and the African Union, as far as I'm concerned, will always be willing to hold the APRM up.
Andrew, you, in your initial submission, you made reference to security across the continent. Do you think the African Union, in relation with NEPAD and the APRM, would have the wherewithal to resolve some of these problems in countries that have been hotspots of destabilization in Africa?
Well, there is a certain new sort of sophistication in terms of our thinking on some of these issues. And I might be using some of these words loosely, but I think it's clearly becoming evident that poverty, food insecurity, when people don't have access to healthcare, when people don't have access to housing, some basic needs, you know, some of the things we used to speak about in the 70s very proactively. It will become evident that if people are hungry and they're not happy, you're going to have food riots, and then you're going to have political instability, and then you're going to have insecurity. I keep paying reference to the Obama administration and how it's looking at agriculture as a key entry point for stability on the continent. And we've been saying this at NEPAD through the CADAP program. We've been saying this for years. And Africa in general, if you think about our history, we've been proactively pushing for agriculture. You know, we got lost in the way in the 80s. So the point I'm trying to make is that the commitment is there. You know, the understanding is there. The sophistication in terms of thinking about these issues is there. And as you know, that we have on the continent are to do with capacity, to do with research, to do with, you know, getting the right people in place, in the right positions in government and in civil society to execute our action plans. But it's well known now. And I think the, you know, the visit by, you know, President Obama in Ghana, this prioritization of food security is in some ways speaks to that concern.
There are some opinions that this particular summit would be yet another African Union talk shop with no specific plan to implement and transform the continent. What do you make of that?
To be fair, and it's not just the African Union. I mean, if you look at the European Union and you look at, you know, a range of other big gatherings, even the G8, you know, if you look at quite a few others across the world where, yes, people do meet and sometimes all they do is talk. But I think it's important to put this into context. I'm sort of new to this whole world of summits and so on. And I've realized that some key decisions are made at that level. And sometimes, you know, we struggle to follow through. But every now and then you get a good decision which is actually followed up on. For me, it's amazing that to this day, the APRM reports are still tabled at the summit. And there's action, you know, in terms of countries, you know, being told, you know, being brought to book implicitly and told to improve. I think that's very important. We need space for that. We need space for our heads of state to acknowledge each other and look each other in the eye and to even sometimes show us their differences and their weaknesses at that level. You know, let's face it, there are differences in the continent in terms of the pace of regional integration. So, yes, the summit has got an element of being a talking show, as do so many other meetings. But I think it would be a bit unfair and harsh to say that no action ever are followed up on. I, for instance, am, you know, very keen on this whole question of food security. And I know that the, you know, the NEPAD agenda on agriculture, which has had some successes in terms of the 10% target and the 6% target on public spending and perceptual growth, we are going to push for it. And some countries are doing well already. And we're having some challenges. But we need space. We need this summit to show our leaders that, you know what, we are still here. You declare to this thing and you need to move on.